Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, then let's call the meeting of the planning commission for Monday, October 27th to order. Tina, could you please call the roll?
Sure. Commissioner Jensen? Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Rodlin?
Here.
Commissioner Christensen?
Present.
Commissioner Stanger?
Here.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Here.
Thank you, Tina. This time we set aside for comments from citizens. And we don't have anybody here tonight, so we'll move on to the workshop. Part A is impact fee waivers. And Brad, I'm going to let you take a comment.
Okay, thank you. Over the years, the city has passed various waivers of impact fees. Actually, there's two different kinds of impact fees. There's the growth management impact fees, which cover transportation, schools, and parks. And then those came in the early 90s. And then since 1975, we've been collecting wastewater capacity charges, which is to pay for new developments, share of the wastewater treatment plant and sewer collection system. And then also in the 90s, we started a water capital fee, which pays for the new developments, share of the water system. So we're not collected underneath the Growth Management Act. We have been giving waivers for water and sewer that was set up a few years ago to allow the 30 ERUs, which is an equivalent residential unit, of waivers for transitional housing. The first one that was done was the Women's Gospel Mission, which was a transitional housing thing that did that out of Cocoon House, used some of the other ones. Then most recently, we've had the Housing Hope Main Street Village, just west of here, that is building the 47 units of low-income and transitional housing. That used up the rest of those. They also have waivers for the transportation park and school mitigation fees, which all three of them are in different chapters of the Mineral Municipal Code, and they all have different criteria for who is eligible and whether or not the city has to pay the fees in lieu of the qualified low-income housing units paying those fees. And then since we also adopted those waivers, the state law has changed to allow less being paid by the city. So the city council, after having a couple hundred thousand dollars of fee waivers that the city had to pay when Main Street Village came in, the city council adopted an interim ordinance that suspended those waivers. And that was done on June 24th, expires December 24th, and goes back to the way it was. So hopefully before it expires, we've had some new regulations in place that will make it easier to administer. One is for that all the criteria for the waiver is the same for all three of the fees, and also to implement the new state law, which says that you can waive 80% without having to pay it back out of the general fund. Because that's where it came from, was from the general fund, which is the fund that has the least money in it in the city. So there's I've come up with several alternatives, which is on your cover sheet. Basically, the first one is to do nothing, and on December 24th, the code just goes back to the way it was, which allows waivers unlimited for transportation, parks, and schools, and also the some of the, now I forget which one it was, but one of them actually says the city has to reimburse the fund. The other ones just say state law, and state law says we don't have to refund the first 80%. So there'll be different charges that the city would have to pay. Second one is adopted waivers on the RCW, which allows for with the 80% option, which is, allows that to be waived with no repayment from the city's general fund. That would provide for consistent requirements to qualify for the waiver. The school district still has to approve the waiver for the school mitigation fees. There is a loss of funding for those units to the water, to the transportation fund, the parks fund, and the school capital improvements fund. And there'd also be no more waivers for water and sewer because those, yes.
Could you explain that lots of funding, 100% of funding for transportation?
Well, 100% for those units. Right now, like a single family unit pays, well, actually, there's probably be apartments. Apartments right now are $4,800.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, that's cool. Apartments are $2,100 a unit for transportation fees. That's to pay for the improvements that the transportation plan is determined need to be done for growth.
Mm-hmm.
That money doesn't come back to the city. It's just, it's waived.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Commissioner Tuck?
That's, oh, yes.
Thank you. Is, I might have missed it on here, but is there a estimate of how much overall money is not being collected through the waivers?
It's
because we have the way, because
I mean, we
have it
paying. When someone shows up with low-income transitional housing, they get the waiver. So we've had, you know, like 10, you know, over the last 10 years, and then suddenly we ended up with 47.
Right.
Which was a big, you know, a few $1,000s a year, no one noticed. When you suddenly have a $400,000 bill, it's like, whoa.
Right.
So that's...
That was housing,
yeah,
help?
That was housing help, yeah. So it just depends on what comes.
Okay. But yeah, over the last 10 years, it's not used very often.
It's not used very often, no. We don't use, like...
But when it is used, it's used for
it just
a large amount of...
Yeah, it just depends on what comes in. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, there hasn't been that much history about it. The, you know, Cocoon House was like two.
Yeah, small.
Yeah, Women's Gospel Mission was just a couple. But
then Housing Help was how many?
47 units.
47
yeah,
units.
So. The other one is to do the 100% waiver based on current state law, which allows the first 80% not to be reimbursed, and then the general fund is required to reimburse the 20% to get 100% waiver. Another option would be to allow the 100% waiver, but make it that the 80% would always be given and the extra 20% would only be waived if there was money budgeted by the council for that year. So we'd know how much the city was liable for, and as opposed to having a sudden bill halfway through the year going, oops. So. Any questions?
Commissioners? Commissioner Rodman?
Yes, Brad, what one of these does the staff think is the best?
Hmm?
Which option are you using?
I go with the last one.
Last?
Yes.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Has there been any type of cost-benefit analysis of this by staff to indicate what the impact would be on the city budget?
No, because
the different scenarios.
It's really not possible to do that because we don't know how much low-income transitional housing is going to be applied for. So the last option leaves the most flexibility that if the city has the funds available, they can grant the waivers. If they don't have the funds available, the developer of the low-income transitional housing still gets 80% reduction in their fees.
Is there any anticipation what extent of funding will be available over the next several years?
I mean, currently right now, the general fund, that where it would come from, is very tight. We have the budget presentation of the council, the undesignated ending fund balance for 2015 is estimated to be $51,000. So there really wouldn't be any available for that for 2015. You know, as things get better and, you know, Walmart starts bringing us lots of sales tax revenue, we hope, you know, that will grow and there will be some money available in the future.
Thank you.
Is there any expected units coming down the road that you know of that would cause us to have more
waiver?
Not in the current pipeline. We have had, when we did the moratorium on the waivers, there was another outfit out of Everett that does transitional housing. And they, you know, called to express their concern and say, you know, you can give us an 80% waiver without having to pay it back. So there is interest, but there's nothing in the pipeline.
Do you know how many units that may have been, or?
No.
No.
They don't know.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Anybody indicated in coming in for pre-app conferences, whatever, that 80% versus 100% is a deal killer for them?
No.
Commissioners, any other, Commissioner Tuttle?
Yeah, I remember the discussion, but I don't remember how it came about. Why was the moratorium on the waivers put in place in the first place?
Just to make sure that no one came in and applied, since we have no money.
It was after the housing, there was no money to pay.
That was currently required.
Went over budget anyway.
Right, okay.
Commissioner Stanger? No, I thought you raised your hand, I'm sorry.
Mr. Sherwood.
Commissioner Sherwood.
At the end of all four of these alternatives, there's no more waivers for water and sewer.
Correct.
So why is that?
Because that was specifically established by the city council to only allow for 30 equivalent residential units.
Could they make provision for more?
They could, yes. But that's a separate discussion because that's already expired. And in December, when the current interim ordinance expires, there still is no water and sewer.
So if they chose to make that available again, do you see that as being harmful to the operation of those two systems?
Okay, the water and sewer waivers do not always require reimbursement from the city because they're enterprise funds and they can't give away money. So the systems, the water and sewer systems aren't harmed by any waivers. It's the general fund that's harmed by the waiver.
And what is the extent of that per unit?
$11,000. And change.
Thank you.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. Brad, was there a time when there weren't any waivers for any of those things? And are we required to give?
No. The first time we started doing waiver was, I think it was 1999.
Was there something that precipitated that?
I thought it was an update to the comprehensive plan.
And somebody randomly said, hey, let's not charge.
Well, it was provided in Buffalo state law that said you could do that.
You could do that, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. And it currently, and then they amended it to, that was 100% and had to be reimbursed by the city out of the other fund. And 2 years ago, I think it was now, they amended the RCW to say the city may waive up to 80% with no need to refund or pay it. And if you go up to 100%, you can go up to 100%, but the 20% has to be paid
and
by the city.
I'm sorry, but when the reimbursement means it comes out of the general fund, it goes into the places that.
Goes into the impact.
So basically, the general fund is paying.
Yes.
80% of the fees.
No, 20%.
Or 20% of the fees for the.
If we go with option.
Okay.
3 or 4.
And so you said 19 before 1999, we didn't
have waivers. I think it was about 1999.
Did we have low income housing in Monroe back then?
We had a little bit. Fairfield Apartments. No, Fairview Apartments across from the hospital is low income. And then some of the housing, the senior local housing on Elizabeth Street.
And they just paid the fees?
Yes.
Okay. So just to be clear on option four, the 20% is only paid if it is budgeted.
Correct.
Okay. Commissioner Stang.
So when we say that it's waived, then in this case, then that means that we're granting them a waiver.
Correct.
Plus, it sounds like to me, the impact folks don't get any money as well.
Correct. And that's why the...
So what impact does that have on them?
Well, we're paying 20% of it.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
Well, we used to pay all of it.
They always lose, they lose 80% of it. So however many units come up, and that's the other thing, you don't know how much is going to come, so you can't really tell how much will be the impact. There, you know, no one may ever build a low-income housing in the city again, and there will be no impact. But it's like, you know, it's about $2,100 for transportation. I think it's $1,400 for parks.
Yeah, but that money or that impact fees are collected because of the impact it has on schools.
Correct.
Yeah. Because it's going to increase the load to children or something. Mm-hmm. And so now we're saying, well, you guys have to ease that.
Make it work.
Okay.
Commissioner Sherwood.
Yeah, Brad, when I added all the impact fees, and it might have included some permitting fees, it came out to about 26 G's to get a permit.
Correct.
So if 11 of that goes to water and sewer, mm-hmm. that leaves 15. Mm-hmm. And if you take 80% of that, you have 12. So there's 3 per unit, give or take, that needs to come out of the city's pocket.
Correct. Give or take, yeah.
Okay. So that's much more feasible than 11 grand a pop or a lot of the financially is more feasible.
Yes. That's just for the reimbursement out of the general fund. The impact fee funds are still losing the money to do the improvements that are supposedly necessary to take care of that additional, you know, burden on the systems.
And the RCW says that there is requirement for filing of a covenant or a restriction, mm-hmm. that if they go to market rents, then they need to pony up whatever they were exempted.
Yes.
So that's still in place.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Tullin.
Is this coming to us before council or after council?
Before the P4 committee, is what we call it. I think it's the Parks and Recreation, Public Safety, Public Works, Transportation Committee, but P4 is
gotcha.
Easier, looked at it, and they were leaning towards number 4.
Which is
the last one.
The last
yeah.
one.
And allow the 80% with the cap for the 20%.
Is anybody suggesting not doing any waiving of fees at all, or is that
no
really
one said that
out
yet.
Of the...
But that's not... You know, it's not required to do waivers.
And I know that if we're going to do any of them, I would be most leaning to that last one too. But I feel like transportation and parks, maybe, I don't know if it would be possible to pull the school impact fees out of the waiver
The school impact, if before you can give the waiver, the school district has to agree to it. Mm-hmm.
So we can have. Can disagree to that one part.
We can have the waiver. The city code says there's waivers for all 3, but before they get off the hook of paying the school has to say it's okay. And the other one is that rumor has it that the school district is doing their new capital facilities plan, mm-hmm. and the fees are supposed to go almost to 0.
The impact fees.
The impact fees
are going to 0.
Yes. Because based on whatever really long and complicated formula that they use, that they're supposed to go way down. Yeah.
And then that's because they don't need the money.
Yeah, it just depends on what you mean by need. But the way the calculation is, they take how many kids there are versus how many classroom space there are, and, you know, and do all this
yeah,
math.
Yeah,
growth rates.
Units,
and,
yeah,
you know,
47
and then,
units, but then kids.
But there's always this 2-year lag. Well,
all
right,
so
yeah.
The school impact fees are on the school
yeah.
district to decide.
And actually the school district did, because the city paid the school district for the 47 units, and the school district gave us the money back. Mm-hmm. So they waived it themselves.
Okay, I think so. I just am... And so, oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. The water and sewer, no more waivers for water and sewer. Okay, so that would already be out in that option. So the only thing we're talking about moving impact fees for, as far as the city is concerned, is transportation and parks?
Correct.
Okay, and then the school would decide school, so, okay.
And also the commissioners, if they would like and say, and we think it's a good idea for the council to allow for water and sewer waivers, you know, if you think that's something that's important for the road, you know.
I was gonna say.
If it's budgeted or something like that.
Pulling that out, because waiving it, I mean, they're there, and I know we have raised water and sewer rates over the last few years a lot because of the condition of our system, so I would really not be in favor of waiving water and sewer at all.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Is there any provision for an incremental offset on their monthly charges as another means of giving them a break for subsidized housing, so that you reduce their bill by a certain amount?
No, the only thing we have in currently is senior low income and disability.
Would that apply to these units? Qualify?
Yeah, it actually it's the occupant, not the building, as opposed to these ones are actually, the building is low income. That's why they have that covenant there, so make sure it's low covenant, but the current senior low income disability, I think it's a 30% reduction in your water bill is based on the occupant.
So are most of the multifamily buildings in the city, are the utilities built to the individual tenants or to the holding entity?
Most of them are to the holding entity.
Okay, so if the holding entity was one that supported the creation of low income units, mm-hmm. could you reduce their monthly charges as a means of subsidizing them?
No, well, not the way it's currently written. I'd have to look and see if it's allowed by state law, but right now it basically is everybody who on that bill has to be low income and senior.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
And was that for when they, like people that went out of town? No.
No, that's the agency credit.
Okay.
Yeah, when they would go to the Arizona for 6 months.
Gotcha.
Any other questions, Commissioner? Commissioner Gerson, did you have a question?
I got an answer. She was popping a question.
I thought I saw your name.
Yeah.
Okay, any other discussion there, commissioners, on this?
I just want to say that I agree with Commissioner Tuttle. I would like to see that the parks fee is not even in that sentence. Because I'm not parks. The schools is not even part of the waiving, even though it does state in there that it would be up to the school has to approve. The simple fact that when we build units, it does impact our school systems, and we know that even though they are giving money back, from what we've heard from discussions before, that they need new buildings, they need whatever, and so I wouldn't agree to waive school impact fees at all. I don't think that's a good thing to do.
Any other comments, commissioners?
It's just discussion, not recommendation.
You can recommend it.
Yeah, this is just discussion tonight.
But you can recommend it if you'd like.
Yeah.
So when I bring something back to the presentation, they...
Yeah, well, we have a public hearing. We have a public hearing on number 10
yeah.
on this?
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want to
do it. Oh.
Yeah. But you could, you know, I would mind if you kind of had your, where you were pointing so that when we advertise for the public hearing, we could say, you know, no waivers or lots of waivers or half waivers or whatever, so people wouldn't say, you know, ooh, I don't want that, I'll come talk.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise people don't come, and then you don't know what they want.
Yeah. I think that comment, the two comments, Commissioner Tuttle, Commissioner Gerson, about the school impact fees might be a good, mm-hmm. good thing to take in consideration. plus the no waivers for water or sewer.
Are we mostly leaning towards this last option as a?
I agree with the option four. With the stated.
The school reservation?
Concern.
Yeah.
Anything else, commissioners, on that? Did I state that fairly correct?
I would love to know if anybody has a dissenting opinion on that then.
No, I. No, I'm meaning, I just want to make sure you give me the.
Yeah.
The stink eye.
Yeah, it wasn't a dissenting. No, that was my whole line of questioning was around trying to figure out what the school impact was. So I'm actually in line with everybody on that with option four. And it does call out the school thing, but if it means, you know, taking it completely out of this other, I think it's the second bullet point.
Commissioner Rodman?
You know, that one thing that's kind of negative about the whole thing is the housing hope down there, I've been watching across the street from it, but all summer. Thousands, an independent contractor could not do what they're doing to that place and afford to make houses out of it. The amount of dirt and digging and fill and backfill and going on. So it kind of makes me wonder why we give them a discount for all the money that they're spending just to get a couple more lots. And it's unreal amount of money that they spent in equipment. Kimberly making a wad off this, a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're going to give them a discount.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Yeah, I've been yapping off and on about our comp plan, saying that Rob, we're in favor of economical housing in the city of Monroe, and we virtually do nothing to make it occur. This is one of the few things that we actually do. And so I think we need to do whatever we can, obviously without damaging the finances of the city irreparably. And you may be right. It could be a 10-year lull and this person with this housing created. But I think that's something we need to address in the comp plan, is whether we really want affordable housing in this town. And I talked to the guys that are writing the new code, and I think it went in one ear and out the other, so it'll be addressed. I guess we could do it when we start looking into the comp plan. But is there anything else that you're aware of that we do to help housing in this town be affordable, other than charging them $26,000 to get a permit?
Yeah, that's about it.
I agree with Commissioner Sherwood that we definitely, when we go over the comp plan amendments as they come to us, that definitely needs to be something that we take to heart to make sure that we have that covered. Any other comments, commissioners?
I will say, I just appraised the RV park and the mobile home park in the last month. And zero vacancy. And the reason is that people are paying $400 or $500 a space. They move on a home or, you know, buy a home for a couple thousand dollars. So I know the need is out there. And I think people go elsewhere than the world usually to get that need met, which is housing that's under a grand a month. And hopefully we can do something that, you know, about breaking the city, that will create something that, you know, fits that.
Mm-hmm. Also be better public transportation.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing is, you know, if you don't have a lot of money, you can't afford to have a car, and, you know, not a lot of transportation. degree matter.
Right. Okay, I think, Brad, unless you have something else.
No, well, we have the public hearing on the 10th.
Yeah.
On this issue, and then on the 13th, we're having the joint meeting about the comp plan. So remember your comments about the comp plan. You can bring them up then. So.
Does the school board know that we're having, I mean, I don't know what kind of contact you, do they just get the same notification as everybody else, or do you let them know we're going to talk about something?
Kind of stuff, yeah.
So they'll hopefully have some input.
Yeah, hopefully Rob will show up on the 10th and say something.
It's just funny that they came saying to lower the discount on the Amtrak fees, but now you're saying that they're going to be showing zero.
Yeah.
Need for impact fees, so that's confusing too.
Hopefully, if Ralph comes on the 10th, we can explain that to you, what their current.
I've seen that formula.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's got all sorts of these weird terms that you don't know maybe.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So, because he was talking to Paul about that, and so hopefully they'll come on the 10th and explain to you why things are, yeah, so.
I would hope we could take the impact fee money and buy iPads for all the kids and do things that everybody else is doing.
Yeah, but they can't do that.
Capital facilities.
Yeah, it's capital facilities. Yeah, it's too bad. They need a lot of stuff to keep up with other school districts.
You did need servers, right?
No, iPads.
My son works at Microsoft, so I push.
Next to there you go.
Okay, I guess that's it then. I think we can move on to a discussion by commissioners and staff. Brad, do you have any?
I don't have anything else.
Any discussion? Nope. Are we still, Walmart still planning on opening around the 19th of November? Is that the date I saw or heard?
Yeah, sure. yes, I'm sure you saw that date.
Yeah. So. I saw it today, but that looks like they're going to have to hustle to hit that 19th.
Yeah. That's only 28 days away.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Commissioner Tuttle, do you have anything?
No, we have a. Do we have a meeting that's not here coming up?
On the 13th.
Okay.
November. Yes.
Yeah. Where is it going to be?
Park Place, Drama Room.
Oh.
That's a combo meeting with us and
Park Board,
the City Council of Parks,
and the Citizens Advisory Committee.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Are you aware, is there going to be some materials distributed prior to that meeting for everybody to peruse? It was supposed to be something we didn't see.
We had a discussion with the consultant on Friday about that, and I think it's supposed to be here tomorrow. So. Yeah, we're gonna have another phone conversation with them tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Paul said that something about that last meeting. When is Paul supposed to be back?
He'll be back Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Robin? Commissioner Dirksen, anything? Commissioner Sherwood?
No.
Commissioner Stanger?
I just see on the online version that we need to approve minutes, but I don't see it on this one.
I asked Tina tonight, and she said that we don't have any minutes to review tonight.
Okay. Tina approved without seeing her.
Yeah, I don't have anything, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Moved
by Commissioner Sherwood to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. All right.
You just set a record.
Yeah, right.
You need to tell Paul how fast we get done when we're out here.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome.